Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, day number 10, I think. I don't remember anymore. This is Niccolò Comotti.
Yeah, and you're a voice from the death. Why are you talking?
There's some gravity. There's, you know, can you see us? No, not really. But there's clouds, looming rain on top of us, some lightnings too. Matt Mad Dog Micucci is not with us today.
Unfortunately for us,
the Batman, the Batman of the English daily shows, is not here. Robin is still here, which is, but we have Catwoman. Who are you? You can choose between Catwoman.
No, I'm Superman today because this is my eighth interview of the day, so I'm productive as hell.
Gosh, the marathon of Acerbi, or as Federica well put earlier.
Acerbiton.
The Acerbiton has begun. And it's
well, but we are here to talk about films. Come on, Nick. Come on.
I know. You're right.
Angelo Acerbi, Niccolò Comotti from Fred Film Radio and the Venice Festival for the daily, which is 10th. The 10th daily is of today. So who's going to start? Which movie did you see yesterday, for example?
Okay. Yesterday was a pretty intense day. I watched State Funeral, Los Nizza. We already had a bit of a fun chat about Stalin.
It sounds two concepts that do not go well together much. Stalin, but whatever.
And I kind of grasped also like 000, just one of the two episodes, but I don't want to give any spoilers out there. And usually I think this edition around I've been a International Critics Week boy. I've watched a lot of them.
Yeah, we did all of us actually watched a lot of them.
Well, we must because we are International Critics Week partners, we media partners with them and Giornata degli Autori and actually Venice 76.
We're here to cover whatever and as much as we can.
Exactly. And we keep going. And what about you though?
Well, I would like to start talking about the magnificent, monumental film by Roger Waters and Sean Evans.
Ooh.
About the Us and Them tour.
You're a huge fan, right?
I've been a huge Pink Floyd fan when I was younger, up to the wall. The last one I didn't like it that much, but their music is eternal. It's like
so you think that between Roger Waters and David Gilmour is actually both of them together, otherwise there's no Pink Floyd, or you are leaning towards somebody?
I know we were discussing this with a friend after the screening yesterday, and I was saying that this is could also be seen as a statement from Mr. Waters to Mr. Gilmour saying, well, I am more Pink Floyd than you are.
Alright. Okay.
Because of course he chose all the songs that he sang in the Pink Floyd's career for this show, but the film is really it's really fantastic in the terms of being very political, very outspoken, very clear and fighter in terms of politics, environment, immigrants. Everything is really in your face, and he's not ashamed or shy to say which side he is on. Which is really weird and really powerful if you consider all other big, big icons of the music that are not taking that many sides.
That's very true.
Lately.
That's very true. I mean, like, we can actually... Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was trying to think, like, one of the
icons. Well, they make statements when you know once in a while, but they're never completely and continuously. And when I met Mr. Roger Waters earlier, he told me that how can you not take sides? I mean, he's taking sides. Being human is not taking sides. It's just being like human. So how come we have to choose and to say that we are human instead of being human, which was very smart on his.
I mean, you already had a chat, right?
Like we met him earlier. In the other radio studio. It was very very fast because, as usual, with this huge people, huge important names, press offices are kind of pushy. That you have 1 minute.
I think it's in their contract. Be pushy.
Probably yes. No, but the film is going to be released, I think, in next season or the end of this year, and it's really something to be seen if possible in a cinema with a perfect new sound system, because the sound editing is gorgeous, and it's more I said monumental because actually the show is is huge. They have the special effects used are fantastic. There is this very nice and clever idea of always having a little bit of light on the audience. The audience is never in the dark, so you see the audience around when you have the shot from the from the stage towards the audience, and they build up. Well, I cannot say build up. I don't want to spoil that much, but sometimes they make appear the Battersea power station that was on the cover of Animals.
Oh, right.
Like,
yeah. It just
as big as it was. Wow. Mostly as big as it was.
One of the most beautiful pieces of industrial architecture.
Exactly.
Ever made.
Exactly. Oh, wow. And when he sings The Dark Side of the Moon, it appears something that is exactly the cover of The Dark Side of the Moon, but gigantic. Now, it's really cool. It's really cool. Besides the special effects and the sound design, it's really cool because it's totally a political manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. And another thing, just to close on this, that astonished me a lot is that when they looked at the audience, most of the audience was young people. They knew every single song. So this is the eternity of
evergreen, exactly.
Evergreen.
The relevance of Pink Floyd.
And this, I think that for an artist, I mean, I couldn't ask them because I didn't have time, but this for an artist must be the most rewarding thing ever.
Yeah, by far. No, for sure. And let's remind our beautiful audience, only beautiful people out there, I know that. You can call me later. That this interview will be released very soon if these guys are working fast. Edit. You can see her, but she's like just sweating over. You know, that's the producer, Nicole Fabiati.
Which means that we can talk about winners.
Already?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it will be released short. I mean, we will...
I don't know. Okay, I thought that you were some sort of like international big spy, the new 76.
No.
2 days beforehand. I don't know. Which winners are we talking about?
Well, we can talk about... there are two sections that have already... decided the winners. The Queer Lion, which is the LGBTQ plus films, which are selected in any single section of the festival. So there is, and the Giornata degli Autori.
They just decided.
We met here in our studio earlier. Karim Aynous, the director, which was the president of the jury, and he was very glad to tell us that the winner is. Ta-da! On a glass thing doesn't work. Good. It's La Llorona by Jairo Bustamante.
Jairo Bustamante, wow. Yeah, which, that's the film that I was looking forward to watching. And I didn't
which is a kind of strange film if you compare that his last film that was in Berlin was Tremblores, a completely different thing. A completely, a very political, very simple and dry drama, personal drama. Well, this one is more like a ghost movie, always very political because the guy cannot stay away from politics.
But nobody should stay away from politics.
Yeah, and right. As Karim told us, I mean, every single film is political in a way or the other. So the film is a ghost story. There is basically, to be quick, is this ghost that is haunting a general that was responsible of many, many killing during the Guatemala coup d'etat. So this is the basic story. So the politics is really present, and it takes a stand against all totalitarisms. But it's a ghost film. It's a ghost story film. Slightly horror, not much. Enough, but not much.
It's in between these two things.
It's in between. Like, it's leaning more towards the horror ghost story. Okay. Side, but it's quality-wise, it's really good. It's really, really well. It's really well shot, and the DOP made a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Oh yes, especially in the sense when there are the sequences with the ghost and the actual real people that are really, really perfect, close to perfect.
And Giornata degli Autori, the jury itself, let's remind it that it's 28 times cinema, so each single country of the European Union has got one representative, and they all watched pretty much all of GDA, let's call it that. It's too long to say Giornata degli Autori, I just said it, whatever. and therefore it's young people with a lot of passion for cinema, so it's kind of a refreshing jury to have sometime.
Actually Karim told me after the interview that he had a great time doing that. It was more it was thinking of tutoring, but it didn't tutor. It just had fun. Just had fun.
I used to be like some days ago, like a couple of thousands, if not more. I was in 27 Times Cinema, but we weren't jury yet, so we just had fun. a lot of spritz and just watching films.
Well, that was, you know, they got a lot of spritzes.
Sodom and Gomorrah in Venice, yeah.
Well, they got a lot of spritzes as well, even if they were in the jury.
Yeah, but they have a responsibility.
And they basically, if it's interesting to know, the runner-up was Corpus Christi.
Oh, yes, another one. Okay, so.
But they decided to Your Honor because of the...
I heard a lot of really good, like a lot of praises for Your Honor. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's a genre movie with a very... with something more, which is normally a genre movie.
And now we need to, like, so one, what, this is one of the winners, and the other one that we mentioned earlier was Queer Lion.
The Queer Lion was given to, is going to be given tonight, but they already announced it.
So
yeah, they announced it this morning, as to El Principe, the Prince.
And David Martos, our colleague, interviewed him,
right? Exactly, okay. Interviewed Sebastián Muñoz, which is the director, is from Chile. It's our first feature from Chile.
Great.
And very graphic, very, you know, bold.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, Sebastián was guest in our roundtable about diversity the other day, and he told us that he could only make movies that he believes in, logically, that he wants to watch.
Mm.
And he would like to watch a movie that has no boundaries, no holdback, everything must be clear and direct. And if it's disturbing, it's good.
Amazing. And we mentioned a few times roundtables, interviews. You can all go on fred.fm, our website, or download the app on this thing, which is called a phone, apparently. I mean, there's no way out. Like, just... You must listen to our radio, right?
Yeah, well, of course. This is the first thing to do.
Yeah, once you look at us, there's like a curse. Then I'm going to come at you and probably sing something and say, you must listen to Fred Film Radio.
Okay, you are on the dark side today. You know, ghost voices all over the place.
Pew, pew.
Well, and now, as we are closing the monster, more or less, but for us... this is our last live show. I'm going to ask, which is your favorite movie so far?
That's a tough one. I mean, I can say it also because pretty much, like, I was an outcast in the Venice 76 thing. I really missed out a lot of the competition ones because I had no time.
Yeah, but we don't. I mean, which is the best besides
exactly,
the competition?
I heard like there was a bit of a, let's say, a polarizing edition this year. But I had a great time watching the Out of Competition. Is everything out or is it still going? No, it's just lights, I think. It's cool. I told you, I was pretty right, being very dark. Now the twilight has come. I've become Robert Pattinson.
You are scaring me.
Come and kiss me right now.
You are twisting the elements. I don't like that.
My favorite was probably part of the Out of Competition. Yeah, it was Out of Competition. And it's either... right. It's either The Kingmaker, Lauren Greenfield documentary about Imelda Marcos and everything that... because it was just like eye-opening. I had no idea like what is going on and what will be going on down there. It's just incredible piece of information and wonderfully shot, I think. Very, you know, like nothing crazy. We're not talking about the act of killing way of like subverting the language of documentaries, but... a very solid documentary. The other one probably would be maybe Costa Gavras. I really had a great time watching Adults in the Room, once again, out of competition. Incredible piece of screenplay writing. I think it was very difficult to push it and to keep it to that intensity. It reminded me of like Sid Lumet kind of style, in a Greek key. So those are the two ones I think that really... I did watch in the press screening today The Barbarians, Waiting for the Barbarians. I know that not a lot of people liked it, and we're talking about Ciro Guerra's film. I did. I can't say anything anymore because we're still waiting, you know, for the evening part. I can only say that, but you know, that's pretty much count to nothing. I'm nobody.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, no, I like being modest.
Yourself down.
I like being modest in front of the cameras, and then you know, just boosting my ego,
bragging
in private
when you're outside. Yeah,
but those are my picks, I guess. Yeah. What about you?
About me? Well, I think that after having given some thoughts, one of my favorite is Emma by Pablo Larraín.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. Everyone says that it would be my film, but I haven't watched
it. Oh, totally. Oh, yes, really? Totally. Oh. Yes, I believe so. And, well, that one is my favorite. I liked a lot Marriage Story by Noah Baumbach.
Another one that I didn't watch. Wow, why am I here? Why are people not paying me?
Like, well, no, you're right. We have to see different films. Otherwise, you're we kind of make
We're
all the interviews.
We're Stalin again.
And definitely J'accuse.
Another one. Well, you know, I've got to write like two watch lists, and I have all these beautiful titles to look forward to. What else?
No, well, yeah, what else? Well, tomorrow will be the last day of the festival. Everybody's waiting for Mr. Mick Jagger to come to the city, to the Lido, and to see this movie where he plays, not a singer like everybody was expecting, but an art collector.
Well, I can see it.
CD art collector with like a double-sided, double life, something kind of complicated. And I'm really eager to watch it because it could be either a fantastic film or like a totally crap.
We'll see.
But
we'll
will be a fantastic film.
I mean, that's probably pretty much life. It can be either fantastic or totally crap. There's no way around it. No gray areas.
No gray area at all, absolutely. And, well, it was a very good festival, very intense for us, as you, Fred, listeners, know, because we have publishing like tons of interviews every day. We had fun. We slept not much. We ate so-and-so when we can.
I lost weight.
You lose weight every time because you're already thin as a...
Yeah, but that's not good, right? I'm trying to be buff and beautiful for my Ken
especially
role
beautiful.
With Barbie one day. Maybe 2023.
I'm sorry, my friend, but you are far too tall to be Ken. I'm sorry. You should be shorter and stockier.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry.
I'll try.
And, well, that's it. I think we can wrap up.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure, Angelo. And you need to keep working. Because the Acerbiton is not yet
The Acerbiton is not over yet, but it will be a fantastic... It was actually a fun day. I've been many interviews one after the other. It's not tiring, it's like empowering.
I'll see you like at 7:30 or so, when like you're just sitting down, you're like, I'd like to have a rocking chair. Oh, we do.
We have a rocking chair.
Have a sip of water. Oh, we do have a sip of water. And you?
Anyway, it was nice again, and Fred will be back with us next year from Venice, and very soon from other festivals,
always on top of things.
Yes, and so bye from Angelo Acerbi
and Nicola Comotti
for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.